This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 3 of The Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith and my best friend Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. And, oh boy, maybe you just heard that bit in Nick Cope's update a couple seconds ago. We'll get into the NFL in a second, but the ratings for the NBA All-Star Game, my God. Goodness.
But I thought everybody hated what they saw when clearly nobody watched it.
Yeah, well, and I know you watched the pregame show, and they had one viewer, so it was you.
I caught a little of it while I was at a restaurant with my daughter the other day. It was on. I didn't have any sound, but I watched Post Malone, and she kept going, this is supposed to be a basketball game, right? I go, well, eventually. Like, what's with all the indoor light shows and fireworks? I'm like, gotta make it a spectacle. Gotta try.
Well, got you in, so that's good. Got you in the door.
I was captive. Right. I had surfing videos. I had no choice.
Hey, what color tie was Ernie Johnson wearing? Was it a nice tie? What was it? What do you remember? You have to know.
I don't remember.
You know
I really don't.
And all
I mean, it's always a bow tie, though, right?
It is, but okay, so there you know that at least. Very good. Okay, all right. It is an all-time low, combined 2.2 rating across TNT and TBS, the lowest rated and least watched edition of the game. I mean, that is just, look, for this, I mean, if you're TNT, you're like, man, we could have put on reruns of Snowpiercer and that might have got people to watch a little bit. But this is where we are now, right? For all of this All-Star, I'm never going to be surprised by All-Star games being an all-time low, whether it's baseball or basketball or football, because the era of the All-Star game as we knew it, the golden era, is gone. Right, the All-Star games that people of a certain age grew up with, and it's like, oh yeah, I remember when the Eastern and Western Conference wanted to just destroy each other. The American League wanted to destroy the National League, and vice versa. That's gone. It's gone, and those days aren't coming back. And when I see social media after the All-Star game and all the complaints of, oh, it's a layup line, nobody likes the game, I don't like this. Here's the one gift that's getting everywhere, the four players on one side of the court, we're not going to play defense on this. Yeah.
That looks like an NBA regular season game, by the way. You could have transported that to a lot of Laker efforts on the defensive end. By the way, LeBron played defense once and he got hurt.
Yeah, I got to come out of the game. I guess to show you defense.
When he went up
work.
Against SGA, he goes, hey, it's the only time he played defense. And he got his finger caught and hurt it.
Yeah, this is what All-Star games are now. That golden era is gone, and it's like everybody keeps waiting for the All-Star game. No, all that's left now is the new normal and to not lose viewers like this. Because All-Star games know, all the leagues know, All-Star games are in the decline. And it's just about let's keep as many people as we can watching. And we have a slow leeching of the audience instead of like the falling off a cliff like you have here at the NBA All-Star game. And it's just an All-Star game thing. It's not the popularity of the leagues. It's an All-Star game thing. Over the course of the last few years, it's become the big exhibition. Players don't really care. Some guys play, some guys don't. It's just an idea that has seen its time come and gone, right? It's like a Macy's or JCPenney's or a clothing outlet or Toys R Us. Hey, Toys R Us has been a staple for so many years. Well, you know, now we're going bankrupt. Why? The world's changed and people buy toys online, and so now there's no more Toys R Us stores, and they're trying to keep that's what leagues are trying to do with All-Star games. And every year now is going to be a gimmick. And some gimmicks are going to work better than others, right? That's every single year. The NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, what can we do different this year that's going to pique somebody's interest, right? It's the same philosophy as going online and shopping at a website. You don't just go to a website and shop and buy stuff, right? No, when do you go? Hey, Monday is free shipping. I got to order my stuff on Monday. Tuesday is buy one, get one 50% off. Oh, I got to do that. Wednesday is 30% off the entire website. This is what companies do. Hey, how do we get people coming through the door? That's all it is now with All-Star Games. It's gimmicks, and it's let's say, okay, if this didn't work this year, now nothing the NBA did this year are they going to try to do next year. Boy, we had an all-time low. We got to do all kinds of different stuff next year. So you're going to see different ideas, hopefully get it back and get more people watching. But this is what All-Star Games do. This is what leagues do now. What can we do every year just to keep the new normal of people watching, paying attention to it? Because just because a lot of people are writing about it online and it's trending at the top of Twitter doesn't mean that it's really interesting and people are watching. And you're seeing that with the All-Star game this year. You go Sunday night to Twitter. Oh, everybody's tweeting. Look, the All-Star is such a big deal. Like, nah, just because you got 10,000 people tweeting about something doesn't mean it's that big a deal, right? There are about 10,000 people in an entire country talking about it. It doesn't give you a good representation. You see here the NBA All-Star game. People didn't watch. They didn't like what they saw on TV, and they took the Kevin Durant philosophy. You don't like it, don't watch. That's what they did.
Well, and that's the larger thing, buddy, is that, you know, you can have a lot of complaints, and in the echo chamber that is social media, that you have the opportunity to get frustrated and people shake their fists and call for the downfall of things and look at ratings and all. The reality is people that want to watch it are going to watch. They're going to care if they care. And if they want to just consume bite-sized clips, that's where you go. And that's the NBA with ratings and viewership in the whole. And they have to figure that out. What's the new normal? And for us, you know, we pull back. They're down 29%. I think the biggest surprise is, hey, you're part of a dunk competition in-game. And we start rating your dunks since nobody wants to play defense. So we have that breaks out as part of the festivities, and maybe now you've got some interest because LeBron's part of a dunk contest, even though he didn't intend to be. I don't know. Do something even if it's wrong seems to be where we're at, because it's hard to get excited about this if for the first 57 games or wherever we're at in terms of how many teams have played, that load management is one of your biggest concerns, that the state of the commissioner's State of the Union address and all that, that you've got to figure that out. And that's the hard decision for the league going forward. You could shut it down altogether, but it's a big corporate event.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan Patrick today. Again, we'll have more on this with Rick Bucher. Maybe Rick's got some ideas for next year for the maybe more Lakers and Knicks. That's the whole thing. Let's get more Lakers and Knicks in, more people will watch. But we spent a lot of time today talking about the case for Derek Carr to be a first ballot Hall of Famer if he goes to the New York Jets. The ESPN report yesterday, that's what they told him during their meeting over the weekend. Derek Carr, you go to New York, you win, you'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer with the Jets. And, oh, I'm all a tingle, my entire body. But Part of this now, let's take
said Dingle.
I said
it's
Tingle.
The I'm Jason all Dingle.
I watched David Carr talk about Derek Carr on TV, and I just get so excited.
Which infomercial was that? Was that A, B, or C?
It was.
Did he have the American flag behind him?
No,
or,
it was the
or
one where he
skyscrapers.
No. He throws to the guys from Air Supply about getting all that great love songs from the 70s all in one place. Yes, that's the one. Look, the whole thing about to take this in a different direction. We're waiting right now for whatever Aaron Rodgers is going to decide, right? He's in the darkness, right? We're waiting on this. Derek Carr has the entire NFL to himself. And David Carr said yesterday on TV that Derek Carr's free agency situation will be a long process. And I can't tell you how ridiculously bad a strategy this is going to be for Derek Carr. Right, he has the NFL to himself because of the way his contract was structured. Doesn't have to wait till the end of the league year to become a free agent like everybody else does because the Raiders released him. He can sign anywhere, right? It's the middle of February. Derek Carr can go anywhere. What have we seen so far from Derek Carr? He visited with the Saints, who said, thanks, but no thanks. We want you to take less money. Nope, not doing it. And he had a visit with the Jets, who are the most desperate quarterback team in the league. You can feel the desperation oozing out of the Jets, every single pore of their skin needing a quarterback. And Derek Carr left without a deal. And, hey, I'm going to take a look and see what's going on. Now, sure, part of this is some teams want to see what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers first, but you're supposed to be the jewel, the crown jewel of the offseason, and this is all the interest you've had so far. When you should have been taking visits every other day, it should have been, well, I got the Jets, then am I going to get out of the building in New York? I'm going to want to sign a deal, then I'm going to go visit the Titans, then I'm going to go back to the Saints. This is all it's been for Derek Carr, and I feel like Team Carr is confusing the being in demand with being in demand because there's no one else out there. And that's what it is right now. There's no one else out there, and he's not that much in demand. Forget about this taking a long process. What do they think is going to happen when you get to the beginning of March and Rodgers is available and Lamar Jackson gets franchised and says he wants to be traded and Ryan Tannehill hits free agency and so is Jimmy Garoppolo and other quarterbacks are out there? You really think Derek Carr market's going to pick up and he's going to get more money? No, he's got to sign before free agency because this is when teams supposedly are going to go get him. And if that means you got to lower your demands a little bit, contract demands, it means you got to lower demands. If you got to put a little bit more sense of urgency on finding a new team, then that's what you need to do. Because when the beginning of March comes, all these guys, teams are going to say, yeah, in a vacuum, is Derek Carr better than Ryan Tannehill? Sure. But Derek Carr wants 3 years, $120 million. Ryan Tannehill, I can get him for 2 years and $40 million, and if he stinks, I can move on. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that plan of getting Ryan Tannehill and drafting a quarterback. You got a lot of guys in the draft and veterans like him who are hitting free agency. Yes, he's a better player than a lot of those guys, but that's not all that goes into it. And Derek Carr, if he waits to sign, he's going to wind up having to take less money at a less than ideal destination for him because if there's no competition now and interest is lukewarm, what's it going to be when other guys are out there? I mean, this is the exact, I mean, it's like they've fallen in love with this. Oh, Derek Carr is a free agent. Everybody's saying wonderful things about him. And oh, look at Derek Carr. And I'm reading about him online and seeing what people say about him. Dude, you have to see that the reality is there's not a lot of interest. You got to create interest and you got to sign because a team will sign you if they think they can get you right now. And you can be their quarterback and get a 3-year deal and go in with all kinds of assurances and have a little bit more say in your tenure. But you wait. Watch how different it's going to be. It's going to be a complete and failure if he does that.
Well, you'd think he was the victim of the Montreal screw job, the way they set this all up. That, you know, for a decade or nearly a decade with the Raiders, everything that went wrong couldn't possibly land on his plate to have any blame in failures season after season after season. No, it's because of the defense. No, it's because they failed and they gave up these leads. Like, keep scoring points. All of those kind of things that keep flowing in. And when you look at the number of suitors around here, and I wonder if David Carr's opportunity as the voice of this monster at this point, you know, part of the inner circle, that he's leading the charge almost as if saying on the other side, please somebody call. Please somebody call. This is dragging out far longer than we like. And you really should come with a great offer right now because we'll take it. We'll take it, please. Because what do you got on the board? Arizona's got Kyler Murray coming back off injury. Rams with Stafford off injury. Geno allegedly going to get $35 million or thereabouts from Seattle. We've already talked about the 49ers. Atlanta, Desmond Ridder. Saints have what? Jameis and Taysom Hill. And then Carolina has your guy Sam Darnold and guys that were hurt. Matt Corral, right? Tampa, Kyle Trask time. So you can go to the NFC South. One of those teams has to call you again, probably. Everything seems to be set in the North and the East. Sam Howell, anybody in Washington? I mean, very few spots where you can legitimately go and say, hey, we want a veteran quarterback because we're on the cusp of potentially still being able to win and be viable. And to your point about him versus Tannehill, yeah, that's that. There could be a large gap of money and considerations, because if he didn't want to take a pay cut to go to New Orleans and really wants his $30-plus million, I mean, that may be the day of reckoning that'll be at hand. But as we know, in the quarterback market, we were talking about it a little bit earlier between Dak Prescott and Daniel Jones, is if you are perceived to be the best in a, what should we say, without great draft compensation and considerations there, that you're the best in the crew, yeah, you're going to usually be able to command a premium price. Problem is, people got 9 years of tape on you.
Mm. See the reality. Sign before free agency or you're going to regret it. I'm telling you.
Jets,
and it doesn't have to be with the Jets. And No. I don't want them there.
That was really what you said there. Please, come on, Jets. Take care of
it. Someplace else. But you got to sign. But I feel good giving that advice because it's needed. I feel like I didn't sit back and say, okay, let me just. No. I wanted to help. It's just the wrong strategy. And it's wrong.
Car family advisor. There you go. Add it to the resume.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Jason Smith. Mike Harmon. In for Dan and the Danettes this morning. Coming up next, Fox Sports 1 NBA insider Rick Bucher stops by. Does he have any ideas to help the NBA All-Star game? What about some big, bold predictions for the rest of this season? Are the Lakers going to make the playoffs? Is this Anthony Davis's last year with them? That and more. Keep it right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, is our show at night. We're here today filling in for Dan Patrick and the Danettes here on Fox Sports Radio. Been a great morning so far, and it's just going to get better right now as we bring in a man who is going to change the All-Star game as we know it. He's got a foolproof 25-point plan to get people to watch. You can follow him on Twitter, at Rick Bucher, Fox Sports 1, NBA insider Rick Bucher. Rick, go ahead, PowerPoint it for us, your plan to save the All-Star game after ratings hit an all-time low this season.
Oh, no. You misunderstood the last time we spoke. I don't have a solution to getting people to watch. That's damn impossible. All I want to do is change the way we actually select the teams. I'm thinking we shouldn't even play. I do have a solution now that I think about it.
There you go. So you had 8 seconds. Look at you. You figured it out.
Yeah. Rings of fire.
Nice.
Okay.
We put rings of fire all over the court.
And players have to get extra points.
Players have to go through the rings of fire before they can shoot.
Oh, I like that.
No, that's not bad. And Rick, I also suggested that for the fact that none of the big-name players, and good job by McClung and the guys that participated, nobody wants to play in the dunk contest, but you're actually doing it while you're in the All-Star game since they don't play defense. So you got random celebrities around courtside that have cards, and they judge the dunks in-game.
Wow.
You didn't want to participate. Well, here you are anyway. Ha ha, that's an eight.
I think that the fact that we just came up with several ideas that would be better than what we actually saw is moving in the right direction. So, the funny thing is it's been a while since, I mean, bagging on the All-Star game kind of has become an annual event. So maybe we really don't want it to be well viewed, because this is kind of a dead period in the sports calendar, and it gives us one more topic to hit in February at this point. Because it is a tortured exercise in every sport for the most part. It's just not going to be the same. And as we become more attached, or as fantasy becomes a bigger element that draws people into paying attention, and gambling does as well, like, you got to be some kind of a better if you're going to bet on the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Probably one that people take a pass on. And so, as I often say, like, for every action, I'm an Isaac Newton fan. For every action, there is a corresponding reaction. And as the league has wed itself more to various things that allow the fans to participate, the All-Star game really doesn't lend itself to that. So I'm really not surprised. And then, look, The other part of it is the players don't seem to care all that much about winning. And if they don't care, then goodness, why would the fans care?
Now, wait a minute. Now, to be serious for a second.
Yeah.
Do the players have to go through the ring of fire for every shot, or do they get extra points if they make one from a ring of fire?
No.
Like a non-ring of fire layup is worth 2 points, but you go through the ring of fire, it's worth 4 points.
No. They ring of fire every single time. And we could create some moats and some alligators and a few things. I mean, we have to introduce something that's a little
alligators?
Treacherous, terrifying in order to jack this up.
We got to keep our composure.
Oh, the mystery moat is brought to you by IKEA. What could be lurking? We don't know, but the first player that falls in will find out.
Yeah. No, can you say, like, can you believe LeBron blew that layup? Yeah, but he had an alligator attached to his leg. I mean, I'm going to give him extra. I don't know.
Good thing he had the bat utility belt to spray and get him to release.
That's only a 4-foot alligator. He should be able to make that shot. Come on. He's still passing that.
This is the dunk that he calls the death spiral as he escapes the alligator. Rick, 23 most important regular season games of LeBron James' life. It's like he was staring in a mirror with one eye off to the side at Anthony Davis at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why LeBron does this to himself. Dude,
he likes to hear himself talk. It's okay.
Wherever this goes, I will say this. The Lakers responded to what he wanted. He wanted them to remake this team. They gave up one of those future first round picks, one of the two remaining that they had. It was something that while Lakers fans and various media were like, this is crazy, they should just give those up. Everybody I talked to in the league was like, if they're mortgaging their future, whatever left of their future at this point, for what? They're not winning a championship with this team. So they just didn't see it as being good business, and yet the Lakers did it anyway. They split the difference. They gave up one of those. They gave up the second round picks, and they basically answered LeBron's call to give him a better team and a better team right now. So there is, I would say, there's pressure on him to bring this. I mean, at least get them into the play-in game, which is no guarantee. The teams ahead of them improved, and the teams and those teams are gunning to stay in the playoffs or make the play-in as well. So they're going to have to climb over from 13th. They're going to have to climb over a number of teams that are just as committed right now to doing what they're trying to do over the next 20-some games. And the other part is, if you look at their schedule, Orlando and Houston are the only two teams that they play that are not ostensibly playing for something down the stretch here. So all their games are going to be competitive. Everybody, whether they're playing the Lakers or not playing the Lakers, most of the league is still vying for one of those spots that they want. So it's not going to be easy to get there. But LeBron kind of put it on himself. These are the 23 most important. I mean, the translation is, I have to get this team into the playoffs now, or it's going to be what? It's going to be a mark against my career? I would not do that. There's nothing he can do at this point that's going to shift my view of him. But that's what he said. So we're going to be watching and seeing exactly what he's able to do with this new crew.
I look at it this way, Rick. If you said, okay, with this new thing, they have a little bit of new energy. We've seen it before. The Cavaliers did it a couple of times at the trade deadline. We'll trade half the team, and it kind of worked. Mm-hmm. Could I see the Lakers finishing 14-9-ish and being 500? Yeah, I could see them playing their best
basketball of the season. Hey, Patrick Beverley's getting them.
Well, even if Pat Bev gets them back-to-back games in Chicago, could I see the Lakers doing that? Yeah, but I think that's kind of the ceiling. You know, 14-9, like the really good teams they're still going to struggle with. But I could see that for the Lakers and finishing right around 500.
Yeah, and if that's the case, then they're not getting there. They're not. I mean, if they're going 14-9, they're not climbing the ladder into one of those play-in games. And one of the other difficulties is, okay, so they make the play-in. If they make the play-in, now the pressure is going to be ratcheted up. Well, the Lakers have Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and they should be making the playoffs. So they're going to have to win one or two of those play-in games if they get to that point. That's when it's really going to ratchet up. Now the expectation is they're going to be in the playoffs and play a first-round series. The ceiling is for these guys. As I see it and talking to people around the league, it's the general consensus is if they got to the playoffs and won a round, it would be a massive, massive achievement at this point. Because you just don't build, you just don't build teams with 20 games to go. And this is a significant rebuild. And two, LeBron James, let's face it, he's 38 years old. Anthony Davis, even when he's available, is not what he once was. And so I think there's still this vision of LeBron and AD in their heyday, and now you put some shooters and defenders around them, and I just don't know that that's a realistic view of even who their stars are at this stage. Sorry, Lakers fans. I know that sounds that's a real Debbie Downer of view of all that has happened, but I think it's more reality than make-believe.
It's tough, Rick, because in my ear, Frostberg kept going, "We're back! We're back! Come on, we're back!" Yeah. And that's the refrain around Los Angeles. Let's shift to the Eastern Conference for a moment. We got a dominant 20 seconds of performance from Giannis in the All-Star game. How serious is this injury?
Well, it's his wrist on his shooting hand. So you could be snarky and say, well,
yeah.
That's the weakest part of Giannis's game. So what's the matter? What's the problem, right? But no, dominant hand in terms of dribbling, dominant hand in terms of shooting. I don't know the extent of the injury, but if it's going to bother him, and shooting not being one of his strengths from range, if nothing else, if he doesn't have the same strength in that wrist, that's going to affect a lot of things, especially at the free throw line. I mean, he's still going to be able to get to the free throw line. If he's feeling anything in that wrist, that's going to affect him. Now, one of the toughest mentally players that we have in the league today, so I don't know that it's going to discourage him from trying to get to the line, from trying to figure it out, from taking free throws. He's demonstrated that several times over, but of all the injuries that you could have, other than a knee or something that's going to change that equation, right wrist, shooting wrist, is about the worst injury that a star player could have.
Rick Bucher, our guest here, the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. All right, now, one of the bits you've had, you talked about it a lot. It's got a link onto it on Twitter. Kevin Durant's going to have his much-anticipated debut with the Suns at some point, maybe soon, potentially in the next few days. Does he have more to win or lose with the Suns going forward?
Honestly, maybe it's because I'm just and this is not my view of KD, but the general view I get of KD is really great player, not a champion unless he's playing with the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. So while Chris Paul and Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton are not Klay Thompson and Steph and Draymond at this point, that's viewed as a star trio in the league, is it not? I mean, those three went to the finals 2 years ago. So I don't know how much KD has to gain. I would say somewhat has something to gain by winning a championship in Phoenix, but I expect the champion this year to come out of the East. So it's not going to be this year. And CP3 is not getting any younger, so I don't see the past. I'm not looking at it and going, well, if KD doesn't win a championship in Phoenix, then this is a failure. And the biggest thing part for me is, what does KD want at this point? Like, what LeBron is saying, these are the 23 most important games of my career, regular season games. So you feel like, okay, he feels like there's something to lose here. I don't know what Kevin Durant is after, because if he wanted to win, he would have stayed in Golden State. If he wanted to demonstrate that he could be, without any question, the centerpiece to a championship team, he would have stayed in Brooklyn and allowed them to build a team around him, trusted that they were going to get there in the next year two. He goes to Phoenix. I don't know. You guys tell me, like, what is it that what he would do in Phoenix that would demonstrably change your view of who Kevin Durant is as a player?
Well, look, he'll win again. Like, he's realized that he doesn't want to lead. He knows that he's continually in search of whatever. He wants people to talk about him like he's LeBron, and he's not getting that, and he's very upset. Look, the guy's got burner Twitter accounts to defend himself. He knows I need to go win again. So now maybe if I go win with the Suns, I'll be viewed as a great champion because I won with two teams, and here's a team that was good but didn't win until they got me. I mean, at this point now, he's just trying to say, okay, what's going to continue to keep me going and to keep people talking about me being great? Wasn't happening in Brooklyn, so now I got to go find a way. I got to go join another team. It's not what he wanted to do, but it's what he kind of has to do at this point.
Well, I would push back on that because I think what he did when he was healthy in Brooklyn, and they went 19-2 with Kyrie, I thought he was turning that perspective.
Right.
Like, he was reminding everybody just how good he is. And I think he's great. He's going and winning a ring in Phoenix. Okay, that's two. LeBron did it in three places. Like, he's not catching if he's chasing the ghost of what LeBron has done, he's not getting there at this point, no matter what he does. Other than if he stayed in Brooklyn and he won a championship, I think that would turn the view of everybody, because people kind of feel like Phoenix has been on the doorstep of winning a championship. And okay, so KD could go there and he could be the difference maker. Again, this is difficult for me because my perspective is that the Golden State Warriors never would have won those two championships without Kevin Durant. Would not have happened. And his finals MVPs are proof of that. And everything else, having an up-close view of that. They're not winning another championship without Kevin Durant. But that's not the general perspective. So I'm thinking the general perspective is going to be, yeah, KD, you won another one in Phoenix, but you needed Chris Paul and Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton. So did you really win another championship, or did they kind of help you win another championship?
But
right?
You're right. If he'd done it in Brooklyn, he would have carried Ben Simmons to a title. You won with Ben Simmons there. You would have been the champion.
Yes. And a hernia as well. But look, if he had just gotten to, let's say, the Eastern Conference Finals, let's say he knocks off the Boston Celtics, or he knocks off the Milwaukee Bucks, or even the Philadelphia 76ers, wouldn't you give him more credit? Wouldn't he have gained more credit in accomplishing that than if he goes through, who's he going through in the West that people are going to say, wow, Kevin Durant, Phoenix Suns couldn't have done that. Like, and I give them a better chance of winning of out of the West. But I just think that who he would have had to beat, and again, who he would have had to beat with a Brooklyn Nets team that doesn't have Kyrie Irving, that to me would have been far more impressive than if the Phoenix Suns end up coming out of the West this year with the mixed bag of teams that we have in the Western Conference. I put the Phoenix Suns in there in the mix, but I think the fact that the odds immediately shot them to the top of the Western Conference tells you what people think of the Western Conference in general.
He's on Twitter, at Rick Bucher. That is at Rick Bucher. Check him out on FS1, host of the On the Ball podcast as well. Rick, as always, buddy, thanks a bunch for your time. And I'm going to go to Adam Silver with your Rings of Fire idea. I think that's a good one.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you're going, because I probably wouldn't do that myself.
So, very good.
Thank you.
Rings of Fire.
This was submitted to us by an anonymous NBA insider.
Rings of fire. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Got a little bit more on KD coming up next, as well as the latest on Lamar Jackson. Keep it right here. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, in for Dan and the Danettes. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing I've ever
he's still on the line.
Of.
Get off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done,
yeah,
listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show, Jason Smith, and my best friend Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. We'll get to Lamar Jackson in a second, but just real quick to kind of tag Rick Bucher, the interview we had with him a few minutes ago, and thanks to Rick for always stopping by. I mean, the Rings of Fire idea for the All-Star game is just awesome. But the Kevin Durant phenomenon now with the Suns, I got a different view on this. Yes, you know, Rick talked about it being a risk that KD is joining the Suns, and does he have more to lose and to gain? At this point, he knows that, well, okay, I'm going to be measured by championships, and my best shot at getting one is going to the Suns. And this is a phenomenal fit for him, where he wants to play, he doesn't want to lead. And now he's joining a team that has a bunch of leaders on it, but also if they win, KD will be given the credit. He's joining them just like he joined the Golden State Warriors. Okay, there's a bunch of stars on here. I don't need to lead. I can just be the difference maker, and that's when people are going to give me the respect that I really want. I'm the missing piece here to win with the Suns. So that's why he's there. He doesn't need to be the big scorer every night. Look, Booker is back, and he's going to be the guy some nights. He just has to be that guy every couple of games. And I look at him joining the Suns, and when he is healthy, you watch them just run roughshod over everybody they play the rest of the way. It's going to be like when the Lakers got Pau Gasol. and it was the Lakers were kind of meandering. We thought they might be good, and then they make the big trade for Gasol. What did they win, 11 in a row when they got Pau Gasol, and then they jump-started the second half of the dynasty, and they won a couple of titles, went to three finals. That's what's going to happen for the Suns. They're going to start beating people like the Nets would beat people when everybody was healthy. It's 149-115. Look at this. This is unbelievable. When he starts playing, that's what the Suns are going to do, and it's going to be the biggest story of the last 23-ish games of the NBA season. How LeBron finishes with the Lakers and KD and the Suns, they're just going to start ripping teams right and left. It's going to happen. This is a phenomenal fit.
No, I like the cut of your jib there, the excitement. But I agree with Rick's point from the, all right, you accept who you are. And I think that's the point here for Kevin Durant and for all of us and whatever our roles are at our jobs and in our homes and everything else. Know your role and shut your mouth. It was on Young Rock last week. That was the learning point that they were trying to push out. And that's kind of where Kevin Durant must be in the process. Like, all right, even if I have to join up and they don't want to give me credit, that's fine. It's another ring. So long from now, I'll be able to say not two, but three, maybe four. You have no idea. Do I think from the whole legacy and that debate that we always have, and I don't know much, I get excited about it, but for the purposes of sports talk radio and television, we'll have it, that he's never going to get credit. He's going to be on the list, and he'll be higher based on adding another title, but he doesn't get credit for the other ones, right? That's why he left, even if he's the MVP, which is the thing that's never made sense. Like, you won the MVP. It's like, yeah, but it was Steph's team. Here it's, all right, they already had three guys. Now you're the fourth, and you helped put them over. They were the number one seed a year ago. So it must be he's found some inner peace to go do that, or he just simply doesn't care and just wants to go win and wanted out of Brooklyn once Kyrie Irving was done. That's it.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. If you missed the Rick Bucher interview, it's going to be up on Fox Sports Radio in the best of coming up in a bit. Always a great visit with Rick. And again, if you forget Kate, Ring of Fire. Rings of Fire.
No, that's it.
We spent a lot of time this morning talking about quarterbacks and the Derek Carr potential future first ballot Hall of Famer with the Jets. Oh, I'm so excited. Aaron Rodgers eventually coming out of the darkness retreat. Mm-hmm. Daniel Jones, $45 million deal with the Giants. It's going to happen. As much as you think it's not, it's going to happen. And yes, Joe Burrow will get $60 million if that's the case. How it goes for quarterbacks. But the Lamar Jackson situation just gets crazier and crazier. Look, on our night show, we talked about this for a while, for over a year. Lamar Jackson's and the Ravens are headed for a divorce. Congratulations to everybody who's just picking up on that right now. If the Ravens really wanted to sign him, if Lamar Jackson wanted to stay, they would have figured things out by now. But the Ravens don't want to pay him what Lamar Jackson wants. Lamar Jackson wants $45 million a year. He wants it all guaranteed. The Ravens not there, right? They offered him $100 million less guaranteed than he wants. So yeah, it's going to happen. And do you really think teams are not going to give this to him? If the Ravens said today, we're thinking about trading Lamar, the phones would never stop ringing. I don't get the whole sudden, oh, I wouldn't pay Lamar Jackson. Yeah, he's got hurt the last couple of years. Last year, could he have come back? Was it real serious? Or did Lamar Jackson say, hey, I'm going into an offseason where I don't have a contract. I'm not going to come back and play and potentially risk more injury. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to come back and play the rest of this year with Baltimore. This is the guy you pay. You pay a guy that won the league MVP a couple of years ago that is this kind of weapon. Who are you not going to pay? It's free agency, right? So, it's a trade. It's an elite top five level quarterback who's available. Yeah, this is the guy you go get. I feel like it's just hot take theater the other way to say, oh, I wouldn't pay Lamar Jackson. I don't get it. And the market's going to bear that out. The second the Ravens say they're ready to trade him, which will come very soon after the whole franchise tag situation and fiasco goes in next week, teams are going to call, and that's going to suddenly be the guy at the top of the list, which is why Aaron Rodgers has to make his decision what he wants to do soon.
Yeah, I don't get into the idea when we're talking about Lamar Jackson, you can't dismiss the fact that he's missed as many games as he has the last couple of years, right? Last year, I guess to some degree, folks are like, well, he's not going to play again because he's mad at the organization. Whereas you have other reports that knee was really messed up. So in a vacuum of, yeah, is Lamar the guy you want over the rest of the guys here? Sure. But what's the shelf life? And what's your offense? Is it tailored for him like you have in Baltimore? Because you have to retrofit everything else to fit his skill set? That's a tough task when you're paying a guy near $50 million.
But I'll tell you, if Daniel Jones wants $45 million a year and he's going to get it from the Giants, is Lamar Jackson going to get $45 million then? Yeah, he is. He's going to get it. Maybe it's the Jets. Maybe it's future first ballot pro football New York Jets Hall of Famer Lamar Jackson. Maybe that's it, Mike Harmon.
He ain't winning there either.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. For Mike, I'm Jason. Colin Cowherd coming up next. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.